My name is Faisal Hussein. My background is British Pakistani. I was born in Solihull in 1977. I am one of two sons and am a, well, essentially a first generation. I'm the first person from my family to be born here. However, my grandfather and my father both moved and worked here from Pakistan, actually the Punjab. And I would describe myself as a mixture of identities in terms of who I am. My first memories of my grandfather are from him returning home after markets. He was a market trader and had worked as a market trader for many years. Before that, he was a factory worker and worked within an electrical factory in Hall Green. This would be around the period of, I was born in 77, so my earliest memory would have been around 80, 81, perhaps even earlier, of me playing and him returning home with my father from the markets that he had been doing. My earliest memory of my father is one which is linked with Pakistan because early on in my life, I went back to Pakistan with him when I was approximately between 2 and 3 years old. My mum was expecting my younger brother, and my father wanted me to be with him. So my earliest memories are being on a plane with him going back to Pakistan and living with him in Pakistan and going to a variety of places from Russia through to the Middle East on a number of occasions. And then after that, the memory of him is of working similarly to my grandfather in England, in Hall Green. I think my father, being an only son, found that rather than confrontation, the only thing that was left for him to do was to work himself to a better place. And that is something that is instilled within me and my brother. I used to go to markets with my father from a very young age, but it was never to work. It would have been about the period, would have been around the same time as the mid-80s. So it would have been just before moving to Solihull and then a little bit after. I was the apple of my eye, apple of his eye. My grandfather was the person who, I mean, my grandfather and my grandma put me on a pedestal. I was treated like a prince from a very young age. And all the way throughout their lives, they did everything. I could do no wrong in a number of occasions, apart from when I did, in which case I was told very firmly. However, their opinion of me as I grew was obviously slightly different because a romanticized idea of what I would become and who I was not something that was becoming apparent at mid-30s. And also with old age, they needed looking after and they wanted myself to get married, they wanted numerous things, which unfortunately I was unable to give, which I feel very, very sad about. However, their opinion of me was always of a very large amount of love, of a really great amount of love, and I don't think I'll ever be lucky again to have someone who loves me that much. From the few conversations that I had with my grandfather, I was able to find out that he wasn't a particularly religious man when he first moved over to Birmingham. That the history of our village was something that was not specifically linear and Muslim, that the majority or some people within our village were Sikh. And perhaps even going back, when I asked him a direct question, he said perhaps we, even ourselves within our generations previously, were Sikh. Pre-partition. There are a number of questions that I didn't get the chance to ask him. what he really was interested in was building a better life. He arrived in 64 and he lived, he went, I think he flew directly into London, where he stayed for only a number of days, I believe, around Brick Lane, around the East End. He then moved directly up to Birmingham and stayed in a house full of eight gentlemen on Stony Lane in Birmingham, which is now the Balti Triangle. He went to work at a factory called MEM, which is now Eaton, which is based within Hall Green, and worked there for a number of years, for approximately 5 or 6 years, until he could afford his own house, his own car, and then was able to ask my grandma and my father to move over and live with him in 71. It's really important to take your parents with you. To take your parents with you means that, yes, there are certain things that they may not agree with or like, and yes, there will be occasions where you probably don't need to tell them certain things. But the more effort you put into doing it, the more you can take them on the journey of your life.